Good morning. It's 7:22.
Go, Bill Water.
Brian Zimmerman.
Oh, baby, there's no shortage of excitement today as the Nats take on the Reds at 1:05 in the home opener. Joining us live, the Chief Operating Officer for the Nationals, Andy Pfeffer, is with us. We spent about a half an hour with Andy the other day over at the ballpark. They were getting everything all ready for us. The place was looking terrific. Did you make it? Did you make the deadline? Is everything ready?
Everything looks great. It's opening day here at Nationals Park. The sun is shining. We got 41,000 coming to the ballpark and some standing room tickets still on sale.
Life is good.
I guess everybody there's got to be pretty excited about the team, too, given that they're playing so well, and this could be a good year for the team.
Well, it's a good start. I mean, we've been talking about this is a gritty team that stays in games, and you saw at the end of September last year, you saw it in the first six games that they hung around, they figured out a way to win games, and Strasburg had a great game yesterday. We got Gio Gonzalez on the hill today, and everybody's fired up. There's a big buzz around this club. We say that there's a new swagger down in South Capitol. It's called Natitude. You're going to see it today.
Yeah, I love that Natitude. The great thing about it is you've transformed that area now in a way that is evolving, but similar to what's happened when Verizon Center was built by Abe Poland. It's wonderful to see that, Andy.
Yeah, no, if folks had seen the article in the Washington Post on Sunday, the big story that's going around Nationals Park is all the development, condos, restaurants, office space that's being developed. It's really turning into a vibrant neighborhood that I think will make Nationals Park a park within the larger entertainment park. People will spend more time eating, drinking, and living in this area, which will turn it into, I think, one of the key destinations in Southeast right along the
awesome.
Riverfront. Other than Georgetown, there's no other place in Washington where there's development going on the riverfront. So
there's a Georgetown graduate talking to you.
They have a cool spot in Washington in the near future.
Inside the park. I love that scoreboard walk area. That's fantastic.
Are you going to come out and get a Shake Shack burger today? Or?
Why not? Let's
you
make
bet.
It. I want a Strasburger. Have you tried it?
I've not tried it yet, but it'll be available here on opening day, and we'll have it only for a few select days during the season. You have to follow us on Twitter to figure out what days that's going to be available.
Wouldn't that be a great thing to like cater for, you know, bring over to offices and stuff? That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, it's meant to be shared between six and eight people, so it's we call it the ultimate team burger, right?
I guess so. For folks that don't know what that area is that we were just talking about behind the scoreboard there, could you describe that seating area? It's kind of like a cool lounge area.
Well, we completely renovated the entire area behind the scoreboard. Now there are shade sails that covered from the sun. We have four restaurant fronts, not concession stands, from Danny Meyer's Union Square Hospitality Shake Shack, Alvarado Taqueria, Blue Smoke, a famous restaurant from New York with barbecue, and Box Street, which is a Belgian fry concept. And then we've got a lounge area for bands with kind of low-slung furniture. We've got the Miller Lite Bar, which is kind of the centerpiece where people hang out and socialize. And a lot of people now will stay up there the entire game, drink, eat, and watch the game with some of the best views from above the field there. So it has become the key destination park. Part of the ballpark here at Nationals Park.
Is it possible to get a seat right in front of Ben's Chili Bowl that I might be able to spend the whole game there? Because I end up there anyway.
Oh, man, they got the best chili dogs at the park. Love it, Ben's. And Hard Times is right down the thing there. So if you want to get some of that as well.
Andy, good luck. It's going to be a great
season.
It's
going to be fun.
It's going to be fun. You guys coming out today for the game? Or
not today, but you want us to?
Come on out.
We okay, to, can I take batting practice? I'm pushing it, you know?
Andy, thanks. We love talking to you. Good luck today. It's going to be a great one for everybody, I think.
Right, we'll see 1:05 against the Reds today.
Excellent.
Sounds like a plan.
Andy Pfeffer's the Chief Operating Officer for the Nationals. And if you want to see a picture of the Strasburger, by the way, it's on WTOP's Facebook page. And we want to know from you, would you eat an 8-pound monster like that?